Good afternoon. Hello, my name is Latasha. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having medical emergencies, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you today?
No, ma'am. I was calling about the vaccination site at OWA.
Okay. The vaccination site?
Well, I was calling to see if it's, isn't it going to be again tomorrow?
That information we do not have. This is the pre-registration line.
For pre-registration for what?
Pre-registration for a COVID vaccine.
Okay, well, my husband and I are trying to get a vaccine. We're 66. What's the best way to do that? Hadn't been able to do it so far. Hadn't been able to get.
You can register here, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all that we can do is register you.
And what does that mean when you say that?
It's pre-registering you for an appointment for your county.
Okay. I'm in Baldwin County.
Okay. Well, let's get you looked up for Baldwin County.
Okay.
Have you already called this line and pre-registered before, ma'am?
No, I couldn't get through this. It would always, when I called the Department of Health, it would say that it would just click off and say it's booked. It's not the words it used, but that's what it meant. There was no availability.
Okay, well, let's get you pre-registered. Would it be Daphne, Alabama, or Robbinsdale? Which one are you closer to?
Daphne. I could go to either one. I live in Spanish Fork.
I got a Daphne County Health Department. I can get you pre-registered for.
Okay, what happens when you do that?
It's pre-registered for the health department, so once they get an available date and time, they will reach out to you and give you a call, set up, give you the availability that they have for an appointment time
mm-hmm.
and date.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go, they'll ask you the rest of the information that they may need from you. But over here, we are pre-registering you, so all you have to do is just wait on them to call you and to please
mm-hmm.
leave your voicemail open. So just in case if you miss your call, they will leave a message.
Okay.
Right. If I can get your first and last.
My first name is Brenda, Brenda.
Okay. Today you will be putting your name on a waiting list for an appointment.
Okay.
Can I get your last name?
Cruz, C-R-E-W-S.
C-R-E-W-S.
And my husband and I need to come at the same time.
C-R-E-W-S? Okay, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, can I get your phone number, please, ma'am?
251-228-2764.
Okay. And this was Butler County. And can I
no,
get
ma'am.
Your...
Baldwin. This is
Baldwin. I'm sorry. My last
yes.
call was Butler.
Right next to Mobile right here. It's okay, darling. I know y'all are so busy. I just appreciate somebody answering a phone, and I can talk to a person that is going to at least start me on the process. I'm having such a hard time getting in. There's always no more availability, no more vaccines or whatever when I'm...
And see, what this would do is once they get an available appointment and some vaccine in, that's when they start reaching out and scheduling appointment dates or new appointments. And
mm-hmm.
can I get your age, please, ma'am?
66.
Okay. I have your first name as Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A. Last name is Cruz, C as in cat, R-E-W-S. Phone number at 251-228-2764. Do you have an email address, Ms. Cruz?
Yes, it's brendacruz@hotmail.com.
Okay. I have Brenda Cruz, B-R-E-N-D-A-C-R. EWS@hotmail.com, Baldwin County, age 66. Is all of your information correct, Ms. Cruz?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I got you submitted. Now let's get your husband application pulled up.
Okay.
Now I have the last name as Cruz. Can I get his first
Kenneth.
Name, please?
Kenneth.
Okay.
K-E-N-N-E-T-H.
Okay, can I get his age, ma'am?
66.
Okay. And the phone number again was 251.
228.
Okay.
And his number is, if we're going to be going at the same time, I guess just give him my number, right?
Oh, you can.
Two, same one. 251-228-2764.
2764. Okay, and see, once they reach out with you with an appointment, you can talk to them and ask them then, because we just pre-register you. And
right,
you can,
I'll have to talk to them. You're not doing any of that. I understand.
Okay. You would like for me
to
put his...
in the system.
Okay. Would you like for me to get him the same email as yours?
That'd be fine.
Okay.
Because that way, if anything comes, I need to print. It'll be a little bit easier for me.
That's how I do mine. I just send all his information, my husband's information to mine. Because when it comes time for them to look into it, they ain't going to know. They ain't going to be none checked it.
That's exactly right. Or not answer their phone.
Yes.
Whatever.
Okay, I can have his name as Kenneth Cruz, K-E-N-N-E-T-H-C-R-E-W-S. Same phone number as yours, 251-228-2764. Brenda Cruz at hotmail.com, Baldwin County. Age 66. Is all his information correct, Ms. Cruz?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have both of you submitted. Now, once they have an available appointment, they will reach out to the both of you and give you a call with available point, time, and date. Is there anything else I can help you with today, ma'am?
No, you've been awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and thank you for calling the COVID vaccine appointment line. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.